BPA clears from system after fresh food diet. What do you think of this study?
I think that this study basically states the obvious, considering that BPA is already known to be eliminated by our bodies in about 6 hours. Actually, it's broken down within 6 hours to a relatively harmless compound and eliminated very quickly and is not stored in the body's tissues. This is, as you know, Steve, I mean, the reason why we do these things when we talk in the morning is to try to present information so that our listeners aren't duped by various stories and where needlessly fear is created by some of these issues. And the BPA is one of these. BPA has been demonstrated in reviews in 2006. There were 10 regulatory bodies from the European Union, North American agencies, Asia, Australia, New Zealand, where it was certified that BPA was safe with regards to consumption. And it was reviewed again in 2010 by the European Food Safety Agency. They reviewed it because of claims of neurotoxicity in rodents, where they had nerve damage, where the rodents received 500,000 times the dose that someone would receive. So something completely unrealistic with regards to food consumption. And in the last September 30th, they said after reviewing all the research in consultation with Health Canada, World Health Organization, the Food and Drug Administration, all research through July 2010, on September the 30th, they said there was no convincing evidence that there was any harm from BPA, and the studies had many shortcomings. So, again, we're looking at a particular story that is stating the obvious, that if you consume something that has less of a chemical in it, or if you are changing your intake, you're going to have less produced. But it's in parts per billion. And I thought just as an aside, Steve, just sort of to get people to realize what we're dealing with in terms of how these things are reported. There are, and you've heard, BPA is what they call a hormone disruptor. And that is really one of those factoids that have been repeated over and over again without any evidence. Because when you look at other dietary estrogens, they are found in the same quantity, if not even more, sometimes more than BPA, in nuts, seeds, soy, tofu, wheat, berries, beer. And again, it levels 100 times more than BPA.
Naturally.
Naturally. When you eat a potato, potatoes contain a compound called solanine. Solanine causes hallucinations, paralysis, and jaundice, and even death, but it's in parts per billion. So it doesn't do that to you, even though the potatoes contain that. When you go to the supermarket and buy celery, it has 800 parts per billion of a compound called sorrelin. Sorrelin is produced by celery when it's stressed. All plants have to produce compounds in order to protect themselves, because plants can't run away. And so it makes, in this case, 800 parts per billion of sorrelin, and sorrelin can damage DNA and cause sun sensitivity and rashes in humans. And interestingly, when you look at organic celery has more because it's more stressed because it's not protected by some of the pesticides, and it has 6,200 parts per billion, and the farmers that harvest this organic celery have had more skin rashes and sunburns on their skin because of handling it. So again, when we look at stories like this with regards to parts per billion and ignore everything else that we eat and focus on one issue or one particular compound and make this the boogeyman, it just misrepresents what we do in our lives, and I don't want people to be duped.